advocating for a more adaptable, organizing style. In today's fast-changing world, companies are exploring new, flexible ways to stay ahead. It's crucial to support these innovations. The emerging global landscape demands organizations that are not just effective but also adaptable. Traditional methods in our personal and professional lives no longer suffice. We need fresh strategies that embrace the dynamic nature of life, enabling us to move with its rhythm. To adopt this modern approach, we must shed outdated structures and view the world through a new lens. Historically, we've analyzed the world using a 17th century mindset, treating it like a giant machine, dissecting and reassembling it to understand the whole. This method, however, falls short because our world is in constant flux, evolving as we interact with it. Our involvement influences change, leading to a shared evolution. Adaptation in the workplace. This perspective shift is inspired by quantum mechanics, highlighting that everything is interconnected. Unlike the old belief in independent atoms, as the universe's building blocks, it's the invisible links between elements that truly matter. Recognizing the power of connections is vital across all disciplines. For instance, the Gaia theory suggests Earth is a self-balancing entity. Chemists observe how chemical systems adapt to new environments, and psychologists emphasize intrinsic motivation, community, meaning, dignity, purpose, and love, over external rewards. For organizations, this means focusing more on the principles of relationships, and viewing themselves as living entities capable of adaptation and growth. By prioritizing these concepts, businesses can become more resilient and responsive to the ever-changing world. The organization of everything in the world. In all living systems, there's a hidden order beneath constant change and diversity. This order emerges from ongoing fluctuations and transformations. An organism adapts by changing itself, maintaining balance with the surrounding shifts. In the interaction between an individual and a system, each person has a unique identity within the larger network of relationships. Everyone is distinct yet interconnected, within the whole system. Interestingly, when a system becomes too stable, it risks dying. Natural systems are dissipative structures, a term introduced by chemist Ilya Prigozhin. It means they let go of their current state to reorganize themselves better for their changing environment. Here, disorder acts as a trigger for creating a new order, leading to restructuring and growth. This interplay between chaos and order is similar to the concept of yin and yang. It's a natural blend of change and stability, essential for growth. Adapt forms for chaos and order. Organizations constantly move between chaos and order. We need leaders who understand this and don't just seek control, but embrace new forms of order. Instead of rigid plans, leaders should recognize the unpredictable nature of the world and create a flexible environment that adapts to change. In such organizations, relationships are key. Since people behave differently in different settings, the way you shape the workplace, through vision and values, greatly influences their actions and productivity. Instead of detailed strategic planning, focus on strategic thinking and just-in-time strategies. This approach is more suited to the ever-changing nature of organizations, making you more responsive to the present moment. Leaders should focus on facilitating processes and relationships rather than outlining every step to the future. There is no fixed reality, the future is shaped by how we interact with the present. By maintaining a clear vision and fostering a supportive environment, leaders can guide their organizations toward their goals in a dynamic world. Culture, vision, and values drive participation creation. More effective organizations are also more participative. Power should be seen as a form of energy that flows through the organization and is shared by everyone. This requires a management style that encourages participation or the use of self-managed teams. It's important to understand that organizations are interconnected. Actions in one part can affect other parts, sometimes unexpectedly. For example, a single word or idea can quickly spread through networking. Small changes can have a big impact. A notable instance is how local actions in East Germany eventually led to the unexpected fall of the Berlin Wall. The non-material forces like culture, values, visions, and ethics also have a powerful influence on organizations. These intangibles shape the quality of life within the organization. When people sense the culture, values, vision, or ethical principles of your organization, they act accordingly. However, If leaders' actions contradict their words, it leads to conflict and a lack of trust, which can weaken the organization. Effective utilization of information. To create a participative organization, share information widely. Ensure everyone understands the organization's goals, vision, and values. This improves interaction and allows people to take informed responsibility, aligning their work with the organization's core principles. Informed individuals can plan and act effectively. Plans created by the people themselves are more meaningful. This participative process brings plans to life, fostering personal commitment. Open information means accepting, potentially disruptive data. It involves allowing individuals to interpret information and decide on their job methods. This fosters a self-organizing system open to change. Embracing disequilibrium may seem daunting, but it's essential for growth and adaptation. Organizations learn when to change and respond to challenges, such as improving a failing product or service. Despite temporary chaos, the organization eventually stabilizes. Rethink information management. Instead of controlling information, encourage its flow. Information should be dynamic and promote change. It should be a system-wide resource, accessible to all in an open organization, rather than controlled by a few specialists. Leadership in the evolving organization. In the same way a spider's web forms a pattern, organizations develop patterns, in what may seem like chaos. This concept, similar to nature's strange attractor, shows that over time, a system's movements form a shape like a loop or spiral. The idea of fractals also applies here, where the same pattern repeats, in different sizes but keeps the same shape, just like in a fern. This pattern-making process is also seen in organizations, which is why they are said to be fractal in nature. The culture of an organization is at the core of this fractal pattern, reflected throughout the organization. For example, if a company is truly committed to customer service, this value will be seen at all levels. Leaders have the important job of guiding the development of these core principles in the organization's culture. They must ensure that there is a clear and evolving understanding of the organization's identity. This identity and sense of purpose then guides everyone in the organization to act with that core principle in mind. This sense of purpose is a powerful motivator for employees. Most people want to do something meaningful. They feel more satisfied and fulfilled when they can contribute and serve. Creating meaning in organizations. In an organization, meaning acts like a magnet, keeping everyone focused. It's like a home base, helping everyone navigate through the chaos and understand their surroundings. As a leader, your job is to help everyone find this sense of meaning. You should look at the organization as a whole, not just its parts. When you want to make changes, consider how the entire system is affected. You need to grasp the big picture to understand individual behaviors and vice versa. Everything is connected. People, information, events, and ideas are all part of a network of relationships. They all interact with each other. To lead effectively in today's fast-paced, interconnected world, you need a new perspective on the organization. Key points. Organizations need to be adaptable and flexible to thrive in today's fast-changing world. Viewing the world as interconnected helps us understand the importance of relationships in organizations. Successful organizations are living entities that grow and adapt to their environment. Leaders should accept chaos in order to create a dynamic workplace that adapts to change. Participation and sharing power lead to more effective organizations. Open information and shared goals foster personal commitment and align work with core principles. Leaders guide the development of core principles, creating a sense of purpose and meaning for employees.